Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promodj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, sbsdesigns.com, diamondfuse.com, and mydigitaldepot.com.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for What We Have in Common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, I want to take this moment to thank all of our sponsors that help obsbeers.com, you know, stay functional, stay fashionable, stay hip, stay trending. First off, we want to give a huge shout out to chilloverradio.net. Next up is ColoradoHopsCompany.com. We've got PremiumLiquids.com. Check out grogtag.com. Also, check out the lovely djchild.com, and that's child with a Y. Check out Banned Coffee. If you definitely want to go ahead and stay up like us, Banned Coffee. Amazon search, strong coffee. Also, check out facebook.com/2017designs. And last but not least, check out instagram.com/art_of_dren, D-R-E-N. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Boys and girls, my name is Keem.
I'm Frank.
And we got a special guest here. You're not going to believe it. When I was growing up, this gentleman was one hell of a motherfucking luchador. I'm talking about the one, the only.
Rey Mysterio?
Nah.
Cornholio?
No. Wait, no. You're not supposed to talk or they know who you are. I'm talking about El Rocho. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean, that would be where I would need you to cue some hand claps. Thank you, buddy. No, just kidding. I got Andrew here. I've talked about him many times, and we'll touch on it in just a moment, but this is Andrew from Unibrew. One of the most nicest guys I've ever met. Hard to look at, but really, really sweet, genuine heart. Frank, how you feeling about Andrew being here?
Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic. Man of many fucking words. Sean, you good over there?
Oh, yeah.
We still need another mic, guys. obsbeers.com/support and mail us one. All right. So today we're going to do something really cool, a little different. Right now we're also streaming live at this moment, live on Periscope. So hello, Periscope. We got a bunch of people coming in. But tonight we're going to dedicate it to friends and family. Andrew, I consider you as a friend and a family. Hell, we actually have each other's personal numbers. So
yeah, exactly.
We go beyond the business. And Frank, we have each other's number. And Sean, we have each other's number. So I kind of see
there's changed my number?
You can, but you're
no,
still...
I have.
And I didn't get it?
Correct.
Nice.
But you're here.
For the moment.
I'll take that. So tonight's theme is friends and family, and wouldn't you know it, we got some friends and family of the show. This is a homebrew night, and right now we want to give a huge shout-out before we start to West Coast, Uncle Joe, JJ Puerto Rican, and my friend Mike, who lives in Logandale. And we got some very interesting things here. So before we start, we're going to go ahead and go around the room and find out what's new with everybody. Sean, you good?
Oh, I'm great.
Fantastic. Frank, what's been new with you? I know it's been a while. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. Pretty good. Just got back from a little mini vacation. Went to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
And that was interesting. Spent time with family. Did some brewery hopping. It was interesting. It was nice.
All right. Any scorpions?
Lots of them. I didn't see any, but...
Okay, but you knew they were there?
Yeah.
Then that's good. I hate scorpions. All right, Andrew, what about with you, man? What's new with you? What's been going on? I know you're here in town. At the moment of this recording, there is a beer festival tomorrow, and the cool part is we're not going to talk about it. But other than that, what else have you been doing, Andrew?
You know, just working with the Unibrew-wise, we've got some great beers coming out. We've got the new season Ephemeric going to be rolling out in May.
Okay.
So the strawberry rhubarb. So kind of getting ready for a little bit of that, as well as kind of playing around with a few other kind of breweries that are playing around. So
wonderful. Real quick, we're going to go ahead and give you a shameless plug for the Unibrew. Hit them with it. That would
I thought it was going to pop up. He's like, wow, no. So the Unibrew. So bienvenue
at Unibrew. Wait. Stop. Andrew. Can you, since I got you here,
right?
I know, right? Like, here
press
we go.
Play.
No, we don't. We don't have a commercial. So this is where I can ask for one.
There you go.
Hey, Andrew, can you get with your marketing team and create us a radio plug? Do you guys have a radio plug? In Canada at all?
Or français, oui. You, en français, en le Québec, oui, monsieur.
Hold on, Frank. What the fuck is this Spanish? I don't understand this.
He said, in French. Basically, of course, in French, because they're in Quebec.
Okay, so you guys do in... Wait, is it in French?
What?
I'm going to need that
from
you.
Yes, we do. So, I mean, our brewery is located in Chambly, Quebec, so about a half hour east of Montreal, in the lovely French-speaking part of Canada.
Nice.
So our radio commercials, things like that, obviously are going to be predominantly in Quebecois or French. So,
no, yeah. I'm going to need one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to need one of them. No, because they'd be like, what the fuck? Like, that's some French shit for that ass. So if you can get me one of those, I would take all those and we'll plug them in. And we rotate commercials on the show a lot. So.
You know, I'm sure they're entertaining. I have no idea what they mean. So
no, that's do you have any? I mean,
I don't, but I can always ask.
You want us to do the French ones?
We can kind of do we can do a French commercial.
I just can imagine like you dub it.
They exist.
Yeah, but I want them and we'll throw them in.
Yeah, I'm just sure you're going to dub it over. It's like, oh, and underneath the script.
We'll give them French.
Don't let him dub it over.
Because I'll be like, so what they're talking about here is they brew every beer with cats.
I tell you.
Something about
I tell you, my friends, everything here is so crazy. The brewery, no, tell
give
me
it
what
up,
we do
everybody.
Now.
It's Jerry Viet's impressionist bodyguard. All right, so that's cool. So we actually got a gentleman who's been, how long have you been in the beer industry in general?
So 25 years. So I spent 20 years with the Guinness Brewery. So I started back in the old Guinness Import Beer Company, was there 20 years. And then about 5 years ago, I moved over to Unibrew. A friend of mine used to work there and he left to go to a distillery and shot him a note and said, like, I'd love to come and work for Unibrew. And he's like, Jesus, Murphy, you're named after two saints. Kind of why in the hell would you want to leave Guinness? And it was for Le Fin du Monde. I mean, to me, it is that world-class beer. Everything they do is not about kind of cutting an eighth of a cent or a tenth of a cent. It's brewing the best beer possible. You know, even though we're a mid-sized brewery, we still stay really true to everything. So that's secondary fermentation wise. So you get that depth of flavor that just the beer sitting on lees. You get that depth of flavor that you don't get from forced carbonation wise. And you know what? It's a lot cheaper to force carbonate than it is to do us. I mean, we have kegs sitting for 2 weeks that we can't sell. So
right. And those will be sent to obsbeers.com. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
Just in case he hears this. Thanks for those beers you can't sell. No, everything that Unibrew has ever done, I don't think we have ever been disappointed at all.
No,
and that's not because you're sitting here, because you know I'll tell you the truth.
I've watched your video. I mean, I've watched them, and
we're not gonna lie just to show face, man. And I mean, and just the thing that you guys have ever done, just on the strength of our relationship. I really do appreciate you, and I'm glad you actually came. Guys, he's actually in my house. You know, I've had another one of your coworkers here. I'm just trying to get Jerry here, and then I think the whole set will be complete.
Maybe in September when he rolls out into Vegas again. So it'd be great to get him out, so hopefully we can bring him in. So it is great, and I think the thing is that you guys do such an awesome job just talking about beer for the real in the real masses. Wise.
Yeah.
It's not cork dorky. It's not that kind of the hop. It's beer in the beer way. So it's kind of like that fun thing, enjoying it. That's the best part about it, and it's entertaining to watch you boys.
We're gonna coin that phrase from Andrew. We talk about beer, the beer way.
Right.
I need to write that down. You guys think I'm playing. So any questions real quick, Frank, before we actually start, while I actually steal this phrase. I'm just going to use my phone. You want to ask Andrew anything?
Are you enjoying Vegas?
You know what? It's a lot nicer than 40 degrees and raining right at the moment. So this is that lovely time of the year to be in Vegas. When you sit there and think about 100 degrees in July, not so nice for a fat kid. So I enjoy it. I mean, it's an interesting city. You know, the beer culture is definitely, it's growing. You can sit there and think 12 years ago, I mean, it was hide nor hair to find craft beer. Now you can actually find some things. In a lot of places, they're actually putting on some half-decent craft beer coming into the market. So, yeah. I mean, it's a nice change from what it was years ago on the beer scene. So, and getting people, and I mean, you guys have been helping out that whole piece of educating consumers. What about beer? You know, you don't like hops? Well, there's a whole style of beer that you can have that don't have a lot of hops.
Yeah.
And that's really what's I'm starting to enjoy and starting to see. And people coming into town, obviously,
right.
You know, they've got a bigger love of beer and they're asking for things. So it's not just Coors Light, Bud Light on the floor.
Thank God.
It's, you know what, hey, can I get a Lagunitas? Can I get some of the other beers out that way? And that part's great, so.
No, it's an awesome thing. All right, so Frank, friends and family theme tonight.
Yeah.
So what are we working with today?
A bunch of homebrews.
Fair enough. Excellent. Which one do you want to start off first? One of them is actually non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic first.
Fair enough. And one is a very aged for quite some time.
Save that last.
Fair enough, guys. We'll be back after this transition. But before we do that, we're going to ask Andrew, what's your favorite sound in the world?
The bug snapping.
All right. Let me get some bug snappings in that transition.
Sean's favorite part.
Sean, yeah, this is what we pay him in Legos. And
maybe followed up with a horror movie scream.
Ooh, I want that B-rated female shit.
Yeah.
You know exactly what that
Thanks,
sounds
buddy.
Like, yes?
Love you.
No, but I'll figure it out.
That one, bro.
Man, that hurt my ears, and I'm not wearing headphones.
That's fine. They're get them on eBay. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start. Frank, what's up? What are we doing? What are we doing, Frank? What are we doing?
Let's see. This is from West Coast Vapes. It is his non-alcoholic root beer. He actually brewed root beer.
However, the carbonation that came off that one, it's one of those like...
It's sizzling right now. Have you ever had non-alcoholic root beer, Andrew?
I have. I've also brewed my own root beer that didn't turn out as non-alcoholic as I anticipated it to be with the kids. So,
you have kids?
I do. I have two. My daughter brews with me, so it's...
nice.
That's coming up. That's a big deal to make root beer, though, because
from
what I understand, it really fucks up your equipment.
It does. So actually, we have a whole separate piece that we do with that. And so it is... Yeah, so it never touches plastic. It never does, you know, all that kind of a thing. When you look at, like, the sassafras, I think we had one plastic measuring cup that we poured some of the extract in, and it... it ate the plastic in there.
My God.
You know, it's one of those like,
Yeah, we'll be opening that in one moment. It's like a volcano.
Thanks, Richard.
Slowly and surely.
Andrew and I we're talking about brewing root beer, and the two of us are staring like it's a pot about to boil.
I'm just waiting for the eruption factor kind of come out. It's like,
I was under a lot of fucking pressure, man.
Yeah, look at that.
Dude, look at that.
Holy
shit. Even the glass is really tight. You can't squeeze on it.
There we go.
Sean, are you going to be okay to drive after this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give me your glass, Sean.
Oh, you know what? I got sound stuff to do.
Don't be a difficult bitch.
That is bubbly.
All right, so let's do it. Andrew, are you familiar with our show?
I am.
Kind of. I like that. He paused.
Well, I was just going to sit there and say, which part of the show?
All of it, actually.
Okay. I was going to sit there and say,
what's the first thing we do?
Exactly. See, I knew it was something obscure.
What's the first thing we do with the beer?
You know what? I would. Oh,
we
you smell it. Well, okay. Which would go back to your, like, from when you did.
Frank really tried to help you on that. He looked at
no,
you.
No, no, no. But it was like, I still remember when you did one of our beers. You're like, ooh, I get a little armpit. There's some funk in here.
Cheers to the smell, gentlemen.
Okay.
That smells like root beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a hint of root beer.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. A lot of vanilla. Mm-hmm. He's definitely got some vanilla notes in here. I wonder if he put vanilla bean in it. He is known as the extract king, so.
It's earthy.
It almost smells like barks.
Yeah, it smells like really high-class root beer, but also root beer barrels.
Right.
You know, the root beer barrel candy.
Candies,
yeah.
All right. How about you, Andrew? Are you enjoying that?
I am. And it's kind of like that whole, not the sarsaparilla esky, but just there's that little bit of kind of that herbal kind of barky note almost to me that I pull out of it.
Root beer would love. For sure.
Yep, that's why he's with us. All right, let's get down to the tape. Hold on.
Sorry, I just had to jump out to that one. It was
parched. I've known you for almost 3 years, dude.
It's parched.
All right, go.
It was parched, Keith. It's really watery.
Thanks, sorry. Good.
I just killed my whole glass and had to pour another one.
For the first attempt at this is pretty fucking good.
Everything about it, I really enjoy. There are a couple of things that he could work on a little bit more robust on the root beer idea of the flavoring, but overall, just the carbonation, that caramelization, and that vanilla hit, they're each identifiable. I kind of wish they just weren't so separated. Like, they're sitting next to each other on a bench. I'd rather them sit in each other's lap. And it's really good. It's really good. Frank, we don't drink soda.
No, I don't drink soda at all.
This is good. Okay, guys, if you guys don't know, I actually murdered the whole first glass. Sean watched me. What about you? What do you think of this?
This is awesome. And to me, when you sit there and talk about blending everything together, this is one that you know that if you put a little bit of that vanilla in there, this would be awesome. Yep. Just a little bit of kind of like that mouthfeel that you pull out.
This thing is
it's nice. It's nice and refreshing. I mean, the thing is that it's like root beer, what it's supposed to taste like, not a industrialized kind of a thing. So
I got a crazy note for you, Richard, if you're listening, on this root beer. Somehow add either some smoke to it or something barreled, like an actual piece of like whiskey charred something. I think because of the flavors that I'm getting just from what he made, I think a little bit of some sort of forestry smoke to it would just set it off. It would just be different because it's really fucking good.
And the other thing, I mean, even if you just put in regular wood in there, it's a little bit of that oak in there as well. You kind of get that vanillin or that vanilla note out of it, out of a French oak rice. But it is just kind of pulling everything together because to your point, you get each of the individual flavors. It's what, how can we do to get that to marry all together?
Because for me, it starts out fantastic and it tastes like root beer, but in the end, it seems like it's washing into cola a little bit.
Yeah, that twang. There's a twang in
there. You lose the root.
It's the not to plug Pepsi, but that 1890 ginger one that they did, which you get a little bit of kind of like that spice note up, but almost like kind of the cola paste. Which is my thing like that.
Look, my friend, plug away.
I didn't know it was like, but that's where I really liked it, is because it almost had that cola like finish, kind of like that spice wise. But definitely the nose is 100% root beer. When you know that's coming up.
All right. So what we're going to do is, Sean, as soon as Sean gets another fucking mic, we would be able to incorporate him. But did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Fantastic. God, I hate when he's not on the show too much. So here's what we're going to do. We all agree that this is a hell of a job.
Especially for his first effort. Hell yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to change it up. We're going to do what we do best, which is we're going to give a piece of advice. We'll start with you, Andrew. I'm going to call you Key. Andrew.
We called a lot worse.
Is there something that you would have wanted with this? If there's a piece of advice in your opinion for drinking this, what would be something you would say to Richard if he was listening? Just to improve. Anything he could do.
The only thing is that kind of like the rounding the flavor a little bit more on the root beer side. If you wanted to kind of go more the root beer, is how can you round out that flavor? And I don't know, like adding like a lactose wise or things like that. Sometimes you do get a beer, and I don't know if you do that, because when I brewed my root beer a couple times, I mean, this is far better than what I did. I had mine was overly sweet. It's kind of like cloyingly sweet wise. Just something on that kind of little bit of rounding it, I think would be great. And it hits your point about just blending all those flavors together.
Right.
Great flavors, but they're individual. It's how do you kind of make them all kind of like that subtle note?
Fair enough. Frank, any advice for him on this? Anything at all?
Keep it out of your regular fermentation stuff. Because you don't want to ruin your pots and your fermenters.
Yeah, quit fucking up shit, Richard.
Stretch the spices just a little bit more, maybe. You guys enjoy that cola taste. For me, I want more of the root beer to last a little bit longer. So that's what I would do.
All right, for me, since everyone's kind of touching on something different, I think the carbonation could be controlled a little bit better in the bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, because
absolutely. I mean, it was taped on. Yeah, I mean, you sit there and look at
as
that.
As soon as I thought I just wanted to crack it like normally, we'd have lost at least one third of the bottle, and I would hate to lose out on something as delicious as this. So other than that, don't filter it, because I'm actually watching the bubbles, and they're actually, as they're going up, it looks like little smoke, but it's whatever's in the bottom is sticking to the bubbles tension, and when it bursts, it cascades off. As we go, guys, I'm going to hand the bottle around to these guys and show them, but it's actually pretty fucking cool. I thought it was something wrong, but I'm like, it's unfiltered. So I thought that was really cool. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Sean, let's get them out of here. Guys, you guys check this out. Another off-topic recording from OBSBeers.com. Check this out.
Okay, I heard you say what was the name of the? It was like
so Quebecois.
Yes.
So the Quebecois. Yeah. So it is the Quebecois. It's kind of like a version of French. So a dialect wise, it's a lot to me when you hear them speak. It's a lot closer to that Louisiana French for the Acadian French. And the Acadians were from Eastern Quebec and New Brunswick. And they, after when England got Canada, they kicked out some of the French. For the French Canadians, or the French at that time, and they went down into Louisiana, which at that time was part of France, hence the Louisiana Purchase. So that's where you had the Quebecois that they speak. There's a lot of kind of softer mouth-wise. I mean, to me, it's almost like marbles in the mouth when I go up there. You know, oui and way. So up in Quebec, they're like, instead of like, oh, yes is oui in French, way in Quebecois. So it's almost as though when the French, you know, the fur trappers or the earlier settlers came in, is that they kept the language as it was back in the old days. And as it's morphed on, you know, in the U.S., English that we speak in America is far different than they speak English in England. So, yeah, so it's kind of the same way.
That was a damn good fucking beer from West Coast.
Mr. That was good.
Richard, we want to say thank you, man. That was really good. You know what? Let's just keep it going. Wait. No. We're going to do the other one last, huh? His other one last, right?
That one.
No.
We're going to do this one last.
That's last.
This is his. You want to do that one?
Yeah.
All right, Richard, I was trying to get your other beer to go, but you know what? You're going to have to wait. We're going to do, whose beer is this one?
I believe this is JJ Puerto Rican.
Peggy's?
Yeah.
Big Peggy. Okay, so we call him Peggy.
Okay.
We recently... So me and Frank were in California and we were hanging out with JJ and he had disappeared for a moment. We were at his house. And so we were like, where is he at? And his girl was home. We didn't see him. We weren't thinking they were doing anything. We heard like this muffled. And so me and Frank were like, what the fuck? And so we go into a room, not their bedroom.
Right.
And JJ was bent over with a ball gag and his girl was pegging him. So you know what pegging is, yes? Do you know what pegging is?
I can pretty much imagine.
So
yes,
we're a woman.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like how he just didn't want me to talk about it. Like, yeah. So we walked in on it and we walked away. And so ever since then.
Wait, is that a real fucking story?
Yeah. So from this point forward. So this was like 2 years ago.
It's not a family show, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's why we call him Peggy. And that's why Frank, this is how it all started on Periscope.
He's not going to murder you for saying
that. He can't because we have photos. And Frank goes, every time we're on Periscope, he goes, hey, JJ, I know what you did. And so he's like, shut up. And then I go, your girlfriend fucks you in the ass. Like I say it. And then Frank's like, let's call him Peggy. So we call him Peggy. So Peggy made his first beer.
Yeah.
He's been watching the show for almost 3 years.
Right.
And he finally got himself, his grandmother got him a homebrew kit. And this came from his
awesome label. I tell you, at first I thought it was a you sit there and look at that. I mean, that's lovely, professionally done.
Yeah, until you realize there's a blue piece of tape on it.
Well, I thought figured that was you.
No, this isn't his. No, he recycled the beer bottle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is his.
I was with
you. Oh, yeah. I thought that was full like, on wow. His.
No, this wow, is an accident.
He went all out for his first time.
Skills.
No, this is a beer bottle. He does what most homebrewers do.
Recycle the bottle, yeah.
So that's why I put the blue tape on
gotcha.
It. And so, Frank, if you kindly would.
Because I'm looking at the label, I'm going, this is his first one, and he made an alt beer?
Wow.
Nah, it's the kit was a particular style, and so he, when I picked it up from him, he was like, wait a week. So now it's been a couple of weeks now, so what do we have?
All right, so it's an American lager coming in at 5%. From JJ of Puerto Rican.
And this whole time, it's the top he wrote on it.
Interesting.
He said he went all out.
And I'm looking at it going, wow, that's a cool name. Alternate Dimension, how did he get that?
Okay, actually we're able to open that sexy. All right. So I'm very excited about this. This is his first beer.
I'll give it to the sound guy.
I could do that.
Great.
I could do that. All right. Shauna Rune to do. There you go. I'm sorry you had to sit so far away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a live recording. All right, so far it looks like a lager.
Yeah.
Let's get a smell on. Smells like a lager with some weird feet.
What?
Like a weird musk. There's a musk in here.
A little soapy.
Yeah, grassy note.
I think he rubbed it in the ground like it leaked, and then he put the barrel and rubbed its nose in it in the grass.
I'm wondering if he stirred it with the old
with his pegging gear?
With his
with his gear?
I don't want to drink it. It's got pegging juice on it.
Now I don't want to drink it more.
No, it's a little grassy, but it smells conventional, which is really cool. So far he's done a good job at least presenting it to the nose and to the eyes.
At the very worst, he made beer.
At the very worst, beer. All right, let's get our taste in. Here we go. Cheers to the taste. Okay. All right, let's go around the room. Sean, what do you think?
Really easy and smooth and watery. And I get a taste of apple.
Okay. Andrew.
I'm getting, it's got
Peggy notes.
It tastes like a silicone penis. So I don't know.
It's almost sake-esque in some notes. I mean, very low carbonation-wise to it. So you're not getting that brightness-wise, but it's almost, you kind of get a depth of kind of earthiness-wise that you wouldn't normally see. I think that grassiness and then that earthiness. To me, it's almost like sake note without that. So whether or not you guys can pull out the subtle pieces after that. But
Oh, you're going to like what I'm about to pull out of this one. Out of his butt. Frank, what do you got?
Yeah, it's sweeter than most lagers you would encounter. It does have earthiness to it. Not too earthy, not too botanical. I agree with Sean. I got apple.
Yeah.
Almost ciderish.
That aftertone on the tongue,
it reminds
right?
me of a cider, but not, it doesn't have a real big bite to it.
Okay. I'm going to go with I'm going to name drop, and then I'm going to give it a certain flavor. I'm going to go with Bud Light Lime with lemongrass. That's what I'm going to go, because that earth that you're talking about,
right.
I'm getting lemongrass out of this.
Okay.
And then it literally has this twang to it, and it does, it's kind of faux apple to me, but I'm going to go more lemon or lime with it. It's kind of like I said, a Bud Light Lime with lemongrass flavor to it, and I think it's really nice. I mean, for his first attempt, I think it's really nice. Don't quit your day job. No, I was kidding, JT. I'm just fucking with you.
I'd like to know how he carbonated.
In his house?
Well, yeah. I figured that.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
But I wonder how he actually did it. Did he use drops? Did he actually use priming sugar? Because if he used priming sugar, his calculation is definitely off.
Because the carbonation level is it's minuscule.
Yeah,
it's almost flat.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So far, you guys enjoying it? I mean, if he gave you a bottle and was like, here, you would drink it?
Oh, yeah, I could do it.
I mean, like Frank said, what's the worst he made? Beer. All right, so let's go ahead and work around the room. Sean, if you had anything you can give him as a piece of advice to, let's say, either improve or just stay where it's at, what would you, in your opinion, because you're the one who doesn't drink beer except for here.
Right.
So we'll start with you, and then we'll go straight to the experience and then the guys who do the show.
I guess more, I think I would enjoy it more if there was a little more carbonation or a little more, and again, I'm not sure how that process works or whatever, but...
Hopes, dreams, and unicorn blood?
Yeah, that or, I never say this, but I could do a little more boozy taste.
I could
have a little bit more of a burn and it'd be okay because it tastes so good.
Okay. Andrew, you're up.
For me, carbonation. That's the one, kind of the gap-wise for me on that one. I think it's got great, interesting flavor to it. And it just, I think that carbonation, it's not getting that kind of the bright sparkle-wise that you expect out of a lager. So.
Fair enough. Frank.
And that bright sparkle of that carbonation definitely gives it flavor as well. You know,
absolutely.
Really kind of pumps it up. I'd like it to be just a little hoppier.
A little bit hoppier.
Because it's nice and sweet, but if it had something like Chinook in it to give it more of a oily, piney, resiny, just a little bit more to kind of balance out that sweetness. I think that would be pretty cool.
He was talking about one of the ingredients of hops called Chinook.
No, it's
a hip hop
Chinook
group.
Hops.
It sounds Yiddish.
Is it Yiddish?
No, it's Native American.
It's Native American. Fucking put this in
Putzes.
Wait, what? Good for you.
Putzes.
If I had to give anything, to be honest, if I had to give anything to JJ, it's don't make beer again. This is, goddamn, you fucking, I'm just fucking with him. I have to give him shit. I'm going to agree with everybody. Carbonation and just a little bit more flavor. Doesn't matter what it was or what it could be. It's a little bit more. Just figure it out. What'd you do? Where'd you fuck up and fix it? And then come back and fuck with
us. And a little time-wise, I mean, lager-wise, I mean, is it that's 30 days? I mean, just like letting everything kind of
I think he has bursitis, so he's very impatient with time.
Okay.
So I don't know what had happened. Maybe, you know, maybe he got rushed a little bit. You know, he does get pegged. So it is what it is. JJ, we love you. We really do appreciate this beer. We'll be right back after this shameless plug.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Sean the Sound Guy. Are you a newbie like I am to the beer world? Because boy, do I have a site for you. OBSBeers.com. Do you want to find us on any social media? Try any social media? Go to OBSBeers.com and trust me, we'll be there. OBSBeers.com has it all. We have beer calendars. We have beer education, and that helps me a lot. From one newbie to another, you have to check out OBSBeers.com so you aren't so lost like I am, or once was.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been phenomenal. Andrew, you having a good time?
A marvelous time, in fact.
I love it. Guys, you guys also need to realize that he wears a nice corset and a top hat. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And he was like, he winked at me when he said that. So imagine how chipper he is, and then imagine that outfit, boots down. All right, Frank, what's next?
All right, so we've got another selection from West Coast Vapes. This is his milk stout. I'm guessing it's 8.1. It could be 8.9%.
Let me see.
His handwriting is atrocious.
Actually... Yeah, we're going to go with 8.5. Let's just cut it right down the middle. Okay. 8.5 because he writes like shit. Fuck, could you imagine meeting someone like that other than Richard?
No.
That's horrible.
Scum of the earth.
Yeah, it really looks like a 9 or a 1.
Yep.
How would you mix a 9 or a 1?
Here you go, figure it out.
Or it could be a 7.
Or it could be a 7.
8.5.
So we're gonna say it's somewhere between 8.1 and 8.9.
Okay, we're good on that one. All right, that's cool. All right. Yeah. Today's pour has been brought to you by Hands and Digits. Without it, you can't pour.
Brought to you by the new OBS audio.
Mm-hmm. We do audio now. You're going to love the Gucci Gang one we did.
Yeah, and the Celine Dion one. Did we finish
that? No, it wasn't Celine. It was Bette Midler's.
It was Bette Midler's. You won
the Rose.
That's right, yeah. It was going to be Celine.
We did a hood version of Bette Midler's The Rose.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, really hood. And then we couldn't keep it serious, and so we had to get out of there.
Yeah.
And I think it was really fun to really do that classic song, as beautiful as it was put together.
Mm.
But we made it hood. I think I played a really good hood person.
I think you did, too.
OBSBeers.com/audio.
You could pass as a black guy, I'd say.
Thank you.
Maybe, in the right neighborhood.
It's tough when you're a Mexican, though.
He just called Key Mexican in his own fucking house. Fuck, dude. I'm sorry. I'm sweating because of that. Okay, go ahead.
And that was the last time we saw Andrew over at
Thank you, good night.
.com.
Cheers to the smell.
Someone get the dog away from the microphone, please.
Sean, you kicked my dog again, dude. That's.
I don't give a fuck about no dog.
Okay, I am getting grit, dirt, and straight earth on this one. It's like mud. Not in a bad way, but I'm getting like, you know, like the grit, the earth, like soil.
Mm.
I'm getting soil. I'm getting potting soil on this. I'm not really pulling anything else out of it on my end.
I got black coffee.
Okay.
Coffee.
Queefs.
Not the West Coast version of coffee, but the East Coast coffee.
Coffee.
It's different over there. Coffee. Yes, that's what I said. I said fucking coffee.
It's a queef.
It's a queef.
What are you supposed to say? Coffee?
Yeah, because we're on the West Coast.
You asshole.
Oh, yeah, you're from over there.
Coffee. C-A-W-F-E. Coffee.
Coffee.
Joe.
Who wants a Sanka? All right. Okay, you know you're old if you giggle.
You giggle there and say, oh, God. Yeah.
It also makes me poo. All right, go ahead. What you got?
I can smell the heat that's coming. So, I mean, I can get the alcohol note on that one. I mean, I definitely get that as my...
Okay. I'm really not really pulling much out of it as far as what I'm thinking I should pull out of it. So that's why I rolled with earth.
Earth-wise?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of just earthy notes. For a second waft, you guys were talking about the heat coming,
right.
The booze. It's like it wants to kick itself out, so it does seem a little scary. What about anybody else want to jump in on this?
There's some cream notes to it and very light mocha.
Okay.
So I don't get the black coffee that Sean is talking about, but I get more of a sweet coffee, but not very strong.
All right, let's get down to it, guys. Good luck, because this doesn't even smell safe.
Cinnamon?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
This guy, okay, this... Okay, to be honest with you, it's got the texture of a milk stout, mm-hmm. almost. It's like gripping, but it's like fucking stupid notes of black watered coffee, like watered down scorch. There's like this burn note to it. And then whatever spice that he put it in or didn't, it just somehow chemical reaction happened in everything. And this weird spice of like cinnamon, coriander, clovey thing. It's almost like winterish, like a winter warmer.
Almost winter warmer.
Yeah. I don't know which way he was going because, as you can tell, there really wasn't much information. Yeah. There is milk stout present, but that spice is... Because then it's also makeshift fools you, because that spice and the carbonation makes the carbonation seem more. So it's very deceitful. I'd give this to a bunch of like 21-year-olds and go, here, happy Christmas, fuckers, and just sit back and watch their faces. It's a little rough. This one's a little rough around the edges. It's good. It should be a little bit more higher ABV, like 12. I mean, if it's going to be this aggressive to the mouth, I think more booze.
Let's go the other side of saying, like, hey, if you mellowed that out a little bit more, because you're getting that coffee note, but it's almost, I think you kind of like that percolator when you kind of left old school boys, when you leave the percolator on and you forget it and it kind of percolates down for a while. I'm pulling that note out of it. I'm not pulling as much spice wise as you are, but again, that's.
It's weird. Also, just observing the glassware, there are some serious legs on here. So that means that alcohol, even though it's 8% or whatever, it's present in the legs when you roll it around the glass because it's sticking really well. This could go either way. This is like in the middle of like, where do I want to go?
But do you think if you laid that down for a little bit, I mean, if that aged a while and you had some kind of things mellow out, what do you think on that?
The booziness would mellow out for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I sit there and say, I mean, to me, almost something like the coffee note would mellow out a little bit. You get a little bit more of that richness out of that kind of like the lactose in there.
Right.
So would that kind of give you that nice mouthfeel? So it almost becomes that mocha-esque coffee.
It's also got a little smoke to it.
I think I agree with you 100%. I think this is something that needs to sit for a while.
Right.
So right now it tastes young, and I think you've got some.
Shut up, Sean.
Easy, Sean. I know, it's like, you got some creaminess.
Amber alert.
I am getting kind of mulling spices a little bit, but also prunes, raisins. I'm getting that more than coffee and chocolate. Almost a cross between a stout and a barley wine.
With Christmas holiday specials in it. All right. So,
Richard, let it sit for a little bit.
Yeah.
There's my advice.
Yeah, quit fucking giving it out to people you like. Let that shit mellow out.
And give it to people you love.
Don't even give it to people you love. No, actually, if I had to give it anything, raise the ABV.
Oh, Christ.
Like, seriously, I this is nice. This is a monster. Imagine this 12-ounce.
Make us rubbing alcohol.
Okay, we can do that. Well, I'm I like the high ABV boozy thing.
Right.
Because that just means you put a little extra effort in your beer. Yeah, we can all make a base beer. But for me, I think my taste buds really...
But you balance it out. Would you sit there and say, like, the balance out-wise? I mean, if you were to raise the alcohol, which I definitely think you could do with that one.
I think the alcohol raised would balance it out because then you can age this.
Well, I'd sit there and then age it. I mean, that's what I'd sit there and then lay it down for a little while. Not lay it down, but basically cellar it for a while.
Right.
Then I think you'd kind of get that, all those notes kind of coming together. And that higher ABV would definitely kind of give you that added time.
So. Yeah, it tastes like somewhere in there is a great balance. It just hasn't hit that spot yet.
What is this, Kylo Ren? What the fuck is that? Ben Solo in a bottle? I sense good in him?
Could be.
Get the fuck out of here. He's stupid. I hate that show. Worst show ever. Star Wars.
Get on with it.
Sean, you're looking at me crazy. You're okay? What's the matter?
What's the matter, Pooh Bear?
I don't understand Star Wars.
No one does.
Or the beer that we just had.
Well, listen, let's get out of here, guys, for the next beer. May the Force be with you. Disney, don't sue us. Beer is what we have in common. No, I thought we were done, Sean. I'm so sorry.
Take care, everybody.
Oh, my bad. All right, guys, up next is another homebrew. Frankaruna Duty Doo.
All right. This is brewed and bottled in Long Beach, California.
I know who that is.
This is Joe's Speakeasy.
Oh, no, wrong guy.
Gingerbread Porter, 6.4% from Uncle Joe.
All right. Usually there is something you have to read off to the side on his warning labels or general advisory.
Yeah, I can read it.
What do you got? Wait, read it, proofread it first. Make sure it's not normal.
According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages in excess due to the risk of itchy sniz, enlarged anus, and or pregnancy. Consumption of alcoholic beverages may cause premature fatherhood in young men.
Use condoms, folks. Guys, if you guys are wondering what that popping sound in the background is, we're trying to figure it out too. So email us, key@obsbeers.com, if you figure out what that popping sound is.
My pussy.
pussy.
You must have been drinking Joe Speakeasy beer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what sniz is, Andrew?
I don't.
Can you take an educated guess on what sniz is? Here's the spelling. S-N-I-Z-Z. Z. Sniz. Yeah, he's a smart man. He's verbally and phonetically.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes. Last night, me and the boys ran into some sniz, and then in the morning we had coffee.
Her sniz smelled.
Nice. Oh, okay. Then yes, I can pretty much figure that out.
Definitely means belly.
So what is it?
It's a belly button.
It's a second one.
Your hole.
It's where babies come out of, guy.
Swimsuit area.
Cabbage patch? Come on.
Sometimes if it's run too long, it's...
Hey, mom told me.
Here's your kimchi, daddy. All right, so far this is really nice. Look at that presentation.
Nice Uncle Joe's
been brewing since like the early 1900s. So I think he's got it down.
Famous.
All right, there's that.
And wait, was this the porter? Was this the spice porter?
Gingerbread porter. Here you go. I'll turn it that way so you can see that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hit it with the smell. Actually, hands down, aesthetically, out of all these beers, Uncle Joe's visually in the glass, head-wise, you know, but then again, Uncle Joe's been doing this a lot longer than our other two gentlemen on the show, so everything.
So great carbonation-wise, I mean, right off the head, I mean, the fact that it was holding it, so you had great protein content in the beer as well, being able to maintain.
We can't say protein. He's in trouble.
Okay.
Don't say protein in the jury. Yeah, just legally.
Got great head. Got great head action. How's that?
Great nucleation.
Yeah.
That causes the foam to rot. I mean, to be a lot thicker.
Right.
Yeah, Uncle Joe's in a lot of trouble for you know, at the YMCA with other adult males in their swimsuit area.
He went there to hang out with all the boys.
Right.
But end up with a bunch of men.
He
it
thought
was
he was
going to
have a good meal. He did whatever he felt.
Ladies
White
gentlemen,
stance.
Yeah, so that's why you have to be careful what we say about his beers. That's how he lured those adults in. So, fair enough. To the taste?
Yeah,
sure.
As Uncle Joe always says, and I always love this statement that he always says, he goes, get your mouth hole ready. Okay. That's subtle. I like it. It's for some reason there is a nice biscuit flavor to this. And as far as the gingerbread, it needed to be a little more there, but it's there. But it's not for me, it's the finish. Anybody else?
It's too vague.
Too vague for you?
It's a little subtle. I mean, it is. I mean, so I definitely get the ginger. I don't get that molasses that when you sit there and you think of gingerbread wise, kind of a little bit more that kind of that richness, good with a little bit more roasted malt. Kind of what I was thinking out of a porter wise, because it is does look a little bit light for me, kind of SRM wise. But if I were to sit there and say it's a great, easy drinking beer, nice balance wise, but I don't really get a gingerbread kind of note out of it.
Right.
But I could definitely polish off a bottle of it. So
yeah. It's looking more like a brown, than a porter. Yeah. Gingerbread, it's there, but it's faint. For lack of a better word, stale, like stale gingerbread.
Okay.
So it seems to have lost some of its pop. Now I had this,
we had it a while back.
Well, I had it maybe about about 3 weeks ago.
Was it different?
And it was different.
Was it more delicious then?
Yeah. Or? There was more true gingerbread to it.
So this one's kind of shelf life is minuscule.
Yeah. I think this one,
okay.
somehow has kind of lost it all. I mean, it's still there, just not as prominent as it was.
I'm enjoying it because I like the back finish.
Mm.
We're going to drink it. The back finish tells me I just had a gingerbread. And I think for that molasses that you're looking for, the presence for me is in the aftertaste with the malt. Like,
right.
But if I had to give them any suggestion on this, I'd say leave it in the boils maybe an extra 30 minutes to kind of caramelize some of the sugars to get that molasses thing going on. If, you know, when you're trying to get that in there, I think leaving it in the hot boil a little bit longer to where things start to scorch and kind of really turn solid in the kettle. I think that would do it. And I think the ginger, I think he should leave it because I'm not a big fan of ginger, but if it's there, I get the idea.
Right.
So that's about it. Anybody else?
I mean, I like that because, I mean, when he did that La Resolution 2 years ago,
right.
with that ginger, and now it's almost like that liquid gingerbread, obviously in the Belgian style-wise, but this is that one where I think you could just kind of, if you pulled things up a little bit more, the grain bill wise, give a little bit more fermentable sugars, boil it a little bit longer, kind of caramelize some of those ones, a little more ginger.
Right.
And maybe put a little bit of ginger right at the end.
Oh, yeah.
To maintain it rather than lose some of those components to it. Because I do like ginger. I mean, it's like.
Put a matter of fact, just peel the bark off the ginger and just throw the root in a good size and let it sit in the fermentation tank. I think that would do it.
I got the ginger. and the end was like more raw ginger, and my tongue kind of felt the way it does when you eat that raw ginger. You know, there's a little bit of a burn to it. So I think what I would like to see is more of the spices that go in, plus that molasses flavor.
Fair enough.
A little bit more molasses flavor, a little more cinnamon, a little more nutmeg.
All right. So, but overall, you guys think Uncle Joe did a good job?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great beer.
All right, Uncle Joe, there's your tip. Do more work. Next time we want you to improve and do better and quit going out at night and stay home and brew. We love you, Uncle Joe. We'll be right back after this commercial break from one of our sponsors. Sean, you pick.
I always do.
Good.
Rebellion, small batch handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online, and join the rebellion.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the last item here. Now, real cool story about this thing. I'm going to try to remember exactly how long it took them to make this, but I know it. I believe it was over 10 years to make this. I believe. That's the year that he finally finished and it's just been sitting. But I believe 10 years prior, he was working on it. So let's just go with this. Several years to make this particular item. And this one comes from Mike out of Logandale, a good friend of mine. And Frank, what does the whole entire... Because he gave it to us in a little baby jam jar. So what does the note say?
All right, so this is his 2013 vintage of his mead. It's called Odinhead's Mead. It is somewhere between 13 and 15% ABV, made with clover honey from California.
Perfect. All right. We're going to probably make a silly little mess here. So how you feel about mead?
You know what? If it took 10 years to make that, I mean, if my father-in-law gave me 10 years worth of mead for marrying his daughter, I'd be a happy man.
Yeah.
So the joys of the mead, you know, the story of mead, right?
Yep.
So that lovely honeymoon.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So mead came from the old pieces where the father-in-law would give the husband, essentially, honey wine for a month.
A little bit less.
So the mead would give him...
Thank you, she's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, this will kind of help in the marriage. So the honeymoon came from the 1 month that the father would give the mead to his the new son-in-law.
Wow, that's great.
All right, so...
So he'd be too drunk to shtup his daughter.
Yeah.
Exactly, you don't want to shtup your daughter. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like honey water, and that's all you're going to get out of it. Let's get down to the smell. We'll start off with you, Sean. We'll work their way around to me, because that's what I was making those weird... You notice I was making those weird sounds a moment ago?
Yeah.
That's because I was wafting it. So let's start with you. We'll work our way around, gentlemen.
It's,
I'm going to love watching
it. Very boozy. And it smells like butterscotch.
Mm-hmm. Great analogy. I like that. Yeah, good job.
It's just like, I don't really even get much else. I mean, but other than the alcohol. Like,
right.
Alcohol and butterscotch.
Right.
I can't even smell anything else.
It's pretty awesome. All right.
I definitely get the ouch, buddy. I mean, that is you pulled there. Very subtle honey note to it. I don't know if diacetyl kind of you kind of run into that with
gentleman. A little note, side note with him. He has been making mead all of his life, and he is in his 50s, so he's been doing it since a kid.
Right.
So I just wanted to give that little note.
Oh no. Chardonnay. I mean, they do that malolactic. So I mean, to drive it in there, and I don't know if that's where that kind of like the butterscotchy, because I am getting kind of a little bit of that, but that it could also be that concentration of the sugars wise that could be driving that. So
it's ridiculous. Frank.
Butterscotch and varnish.
Yep. All right. So for me,
it comes across maybe a little brandy-ish. It's got those caramel notes and the burn that I mean, my eyes are watering. So I'm excited to taste this. I'm also scared to taste this.
Okay. For me, right off the bat, butterscotch, which is a very interesting smell. I've never smelt that in any mead, so that's pretty cool. I am getting the honey, like an actual mead fragrance, but you guys are right. The booze is overtaking the whole entire goddamn thing. But overall, for me, aromatically, it's phenomenal. I'm like, oh, we're ready to do this. So with that said, let's do this.
Let's watch Sean.
Oh, yeah, let's watch Sean.
We usually do this with really hoppy beers.
Come on,
we gave you a little bit, too. It's like a
highlighter. Come on, drink your highlighter. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he's grimacing. That's a grimace face. Your face is turning red.
It tastes like apple juice. Like, really, it tastes like apple juice.
You should get your daily dose of apples. All right, let's go with the rest of these guys.
There's the honey. I found the honey. Ooh. I found the honey. It's on the aftertaste like a It tastes like straight honey at the end, man.
This is fucking outstanding. Yeah. And he won't give me any more. I told him, like, can I get some more? He's like, well, if I do it again.
10 years
later.
And I got
lucky. And his daughter tells me, you got lucky. Like, we became really good friends.
Right.
And I even got lucky. Because normally he makes his meat for himself. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to get it out there. I mean, he'll give some to friends and family. But she said, you're very lucky for someone he doesn't know to even get any of his stash. And he said he's been working on this for quite some time. And
so this batch he's been working on for 10 years?
For a long time. And he's got other ones, but he said he put his heart in this one. He said he just was doing it and working with it. Then he would sip it and go, nah, it's not there yet. And then he would do other things to it. This is a hell of an experience. I mean, I've done mead a long time on the show, even just in passing. This is fucking well put together. This is like, you should get out there, but he's very content in what he does. So I'm extremely impressed with it. We'll get to me in a minute. So Frank or Andrew, whichever one wants to talk about what you're, because your shit's gone, buddy. So let's talk about it.
You know what? It didn't taste as boozy as it smelled.
No, absolutely.
Because it really did smell like it was maybe paint thinner. And the taste, smooth as hell. Very, very honey forward. With maybe some lemon notes, some apple notes as well. But super, super sweet. But not, to me at least, not sickeningly, I can't say, cloyingly sweet. I think it's fantastic. I thought it was smooth, buttery, in a good way. I like watching Sean drink it because he's an absolute agony right now.
Oh, you know what you should do real quick? Part your lips just a little bit like this and pull air over your tongue.
That just brings out the honey more for me. It
becomes very almost mentholated, a little bit more earthy. It's real. It's like almost like you had a Halls and you sucked it all off, and you know, really cool planty, something organic going on more than honey. Like, right. And I was like, listening. I'm like, that's crazy. So, what do you got to say on this?
I've spent glasses gone. I was that thing. I had a little bit of fear, so my first sip was a big one, just in the sense of like, all right. And it was a lot easier drinking than I thought it would
right.
be. You know, a little bit almost. It's at a time you had this little bit of that honey note on the finish. Wise, much better balance than I thought it was going to be, especially with some of those butterscotch notes. I didn't get that at all in the flavor. Definitely no burn from the alcohol wise, you know, being as high as ABV as it was, and the great finish of like just that little bit of a honey note to it. I mean, that would be the one. I mean, you sit there and you think about eating that with like a cheese, you're kind of pairing that with some things,
right?
That would be like an awesome thing to be able to do with that.
All right, for me guys, everything phenomenal. It's delicious. Get your ass here on the set and try it. It's fucking great. So with that said, we're gonna go ahead and get you guys ready for Two for the Road and then get you guys out of here. We want to appreciate everybody, but we'll see if we still appreciate you at the end. All right, you gonna let us go, Sean?
Maybe.
Can you hit the fucking button?
No. Why don't you fucking hit it? You wanna be big boss, man?
Okay, hit the button.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Give him like that candy. Let's more just meat. See how
what
far.
Happened to Unibrew? Yeah. He was at my house. Oh, it's been on this whole time?
For a second.
Oh. Yes. Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Two for the Road. Frank, please explain to Andrew how Two for the Road works in like one sentence.
More mead. Let's see. So what we do is we ask it, you know, basically round table questions. You can't ask the same question. It's got to be about something that we've had tonight. And you can't ask the same person twice.
Pretty simple. Yeah. Watch for rock and roll with them. Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Out of all these beers, what was your favorite?
The one exactly.
The stout.
The milk stout.
The milk stout, this one?
Yeah.
Because this was the lager. No, you like the lager.
I did like the lager, but there was...
There's a root beer. This is the root beer. The lager. This was the mead. That was the last one before this one. So which one is it, pumpkin?
Gingerbread porter.
So you like the lager.
Yeah.
Okay. So I asked him,
right,
which beer did he like? You can't ask nobody that question. Does that see how that works? So now it's his.
Which
turn.
Beer do you love? No.
Yeah, I like loopholes.
Which beer do you really like?
All right, Sean, your turn, bud.
Okay. Key.
Yes.
Mr. Key.
Yes. What?
Given the opportunity to make that root beer into a float, would you do that, or would you just use it as a float?
I'll be honest with you. I would use that as a float.
Yeah, you would.
I really would. I really would go with it. And because the reason being is, you know me. There are some things that needs to be worked on. So if I put it in my favorite ice cream, you know I'm going to have material to talk shit to. So I'm going to do that. All right. So there's that. So we went back and forth. Frank.
Yeah.
Out of all five of these items here.
Yeah.
If you had to turn one of these into a fragrance to give to a beautiful woman, which one would it be? And why?
That's a good question. I would go for the root beer.
Okay.
I like that root beer barrel aroma, the taste. It reminds me of being a kid, so that's what I would go
some
for.
Bottle caps?
Yeah.
You want some bottle caps? Hey, little girl. You want some bottle caps?
Nice. I wasn't even thinking
this whole
that
show yet. Went very pedophile like a motherfucker. First Uncle Joe, and now Andrew. Hey, little girl. And I'm like, Amber Alert, this is bad. All right, Frank, your turn, bud.
Andrew.
Yes.
What would you suggest pairing, fuck it, with the mead?
So me, I would sit there and go with soft milk, like a cow cheese, so like a brie camembert would be kind of my suggestion-wise. You get a little bit of that sweetness that kind of counters it. That would probably be my kind of piece that I'd probably do most with those two. Mm. So.
Sean, I know you were thinking, we were both thinking like dead hooker, but he fucking blew my mind with some cheese I've never heard of. We all don't get to go to Canada. Okay, so now it's your turn. You can ask any one of us.
So Frank, what would you say on the milk porter? How long would you lay that down? I mean, what was your thought? We both were kind of in agreement that a little bit of extra time would allow that one to go. What would you say time-wise?
Fuck, you're good.
Wait, you mean this? The milk stout?
The milk stout, yeah, sorry.
He said porter. We got him on tape. You got it?
I think that I probably wouldn't even crack it before 4 months. I think in 4 months of some good cellaring, you're probably going to start to see it mellow. Probably even after 8 months, it's going to start getting that kind of spectacular to it. And at a year, be fantastic.
Okay. You're up.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
So now, Frank, no one can ask him no more because I hit him and you hit him. He's out. So he gets to kick it to one of us now.
I'm sweating for mead. Oh, let's see.
I sweat where I'm you too.
The mead sweats.
I sweat. I got the mead sweats. OBSBeers.com.
Yeah, I do got mead sweats. Wow.
I need to write that down. Good. We fucking Andrew's a marketing genius.
Mead sweats. More mead. Key.
Hway.
What sauce are you going to create with Uncle
Doug
Joe's?
Butter. I got him to laugh, dude. That was awesome.
With Uncle Joe's gingerbread porter.
What sauce am I going to make with that? I would probably have to do some sort of... I'm going to use that. I'm going to probably have to do some sort of... I would either have to do a chimichurri with it or an aioli with it because of its very interesting lack of and still a little bit some of that aftertaste. And I think chimichurri sauce... Oh, that bling bling was my game. I think with that sort of, like I said, the lack of flavor, I think with like chimichurri or like an aioli, those flavors would compliment on the finish for his beer. It's more of a finishing beer versus up front and forward. Yep. So if I'm going to compliment that sauce with, let's say, a really good protein such as like steak, I want you to enjoy my steak with the rub and everything. And then you dip it in the sauce and or this cream base. Enjoy, and then the aftertaste would come from the beer. I think I did pretty good with that.
Very nice.
Huh?
Good. With that said, Andrew, I'm coming back at you, Pippin.
Swing away.
Earlier you were talking about, I found out you have kids.
Right.
Out of all five of these items here, it's their 21st. Which one are you going to allow them to get hyphy with? Lit AF.
Oh, the root beer. Of course. Yeah.
For their 21st birthday?
Hell yeah. No.
Dad's a dick. This is why we're moving out.
No, this is why. He's like, anyways. I'll tell you a good story later. What would I do? I would probably say the gingerbread porter. I think that had a great balance, great carbonation-wise. Kind of the clean notes to it. It would be a long... It's a long night in my house on 21 runs. So I think that would be the beer that you'd be able to last the longest on.
Fair enough. I like it. All right. So the last person. Tim. You give him the final question.
Ooh. Sam, I am. All right.
How pissed, Sean, would you be going to his daughter's 21st birthday party and there's that root beer? No, I'm kidding.
I'd be okay with it.
So lager-wise, so when you... Oh, I guess do we have to leak about our lager-wise? So what we have here today
okay, so
is like that. Sorry, this
you,
is what
I'm No, 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 I'm going to give you the handicap. Sean don't know shit about beer, so ask away about lager-wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the only one. He's the inexperienced one in our group.
Okay, so I was going to say that. So carbonation, I was going to do the like carbonation rate. Do you like above like a 3, 2.5?
No, no, ask him okay. How you're going to ask him and then...
And watch me fumble.
Yeah, so hit him with it. Hit him with it.
So carbonation rate-wise, when you have a lager, I mean, do you like a higher carbonated lager-wise? Do you like kind of a mid? So either like a European lager, do you look at something more like a...
Yeah, Sean, European lager, an American lager. Dude,
what's the carbonation difference between European and American?
What it varies? It actually varies by beer as well.
By but, one, I mean, by bubble count.
By bubble.
Is there a traditional European as more?
But there's variations within American lager as well as also. So you have Coors Light, which has a real high carbonation rate, about I think it's about 3.5.
Yeah, Sean, everyone knows this, you jackass. Right.
No, and obviously I don't know it either, but it's a higher carbonation rate. So you get a lot more bubbles wise in it. Or you'll get some lagers that have a slightly lower carbonation rate. And a lot of times it goes back to palate feel wise. Also, as you sit there and like kind of the burpee factors, you knock them back and it's like, hey, how much gas is breaking out your stomach versus in...
I remember this lager. It was my favorite. So, and
that's why my softball. What? That's why I was trying to loft you a softball because you like the beer. So,
okay.
Let me help you out. Do you want it more bubbly or less bubbly? I think I captured the gist of your question.
Okay.
He said thank gist.
More, but not very much.
Okay.
Like three more bubbles more.
Okay. Yeah, three more bubbles. All right. Per square.
Fair enough.
Right.
Now I remember what else we forgot on the show.
What did we forget?
Guys, before we close out, let me hit you guys with this sponsor's announcement.
At the very end.
We forgot to give a plug to our sponsor. So, Sean, can you please cue
that? No, I always...
No, we did.
Anyway.
No, we did our shameless plug earlier. And then we did a commercial, and we didn't say anything about our sponsors.
I could have sworn we did and from a message from our sponsors, but just Sean.
Well, the sponsor meant for our commercial.
Sean, you work for us, so do it anyway.
The format that I do now, I just put it in the beginning anyway.
Okay, so we're not going to do it now?
I do it now because we're talking about it.
Well,
it's going to look fucking stupid.
Oh, wait, no, I'll back us out of this. Watch.
Okay,
so we're not going to play it, guys. Just rewind. No. Just rewind the video. Okay. And go to the beginning.
Or the podcast, since it's not really a video.
Wait, it's not a video?
No.
Okay, well
it's sort of a video, because we're live streaming on Periscope, but...
Take the podcast and back it up.
What Sean's doing, the people don't give a flying fuck about video.
Oh, God, okay, so just back it up, and then play it from there. So you're already throwing it at the beginning.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
You haven't listened to the last two.
I just work here.
Okay.
I just don't, like, it's like me working for Unibrew and not drink the beer. I'm just playing. I'm sorry, Andrew. I'm just kidding.
There's a reason why I have no pleats in my pants. So,
right? That's hot. No, we're just kidding, guys. So I didn't know he did that. I actually thought we were doing the plug. But that's okay. That's perfect. That's fine. It has signal. No. Don't do it. It's great because this was a great time filler. All right. So right now I want to thank West Coast Richard for your contribution. I want to thank Mike from Logandale, JJ Puerto Rican, a.k.a. Peggy, and Uncle Joe. Thank you very much. Sean, I want to give you a big shout out. Frank, glad to have you here.
Good
and
to be back.
Gentlemen, let's give it up for Mr. Andrew for putting up with our shit. Because ladies and gentlemen, his shirt's tucked in, his face is red, and he comes from a wholesome neighborhood to come to the hood. And he is very uncomfortable. And for us to make him, we tried to get him to say pussy on the show, and he just wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. Look at him. Look at his face. It's so fucking red. So real quick, before we get you out of here, Andrew, we really thank you for your time and your support long before this podcast and everything that we do. So with that said, if you want to plug everything that Unibrew does, please, by all means, do it, but in French.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur. Thanks a lot. No, I just want to say thanks for being involved with, we're happy to be involved with it, and thanks for supporting the brands for a long time. So it's always great for you guys plugging, and it's always entertaining to watch your videos.
Fair enough. Thanks. Website, any social media, anything you got? Can you remember, retain? I know we've been drinking mead.
More mead. Unibrew,
yeah, exactly.
Google search that shit, fuckers.
Yeah, unibrew.com. You can use find wherever you want to find it. Unibrewfinder.com. If you're out there and you need to have that la fin de mont and you need to track it down, you can knock in your zip code and find the closest spot that has it.
You guys get that shit. Here's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Bye.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.